The Chai FM Eye on Terrorism, exclusively on Chai FM.
And we say good morning to David Harris. He is the editor-in-chief at the Clarion Project. You can go check out their website, clarionproject.org. Good morning, David. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm not going to say good morning because yet again, you know, we're waking up to yet more terror, this time in the UK. And I know when you and I talk the day before I come on air about what we're going to talk about, sometimes it gets changed, I think, because of events that have happened. So right. Forgive me for being your producer, but I think this morning we have to talk about what just happened in London.
I think that is a very important conversation to have because, you know, while we see a lot of Islamic terrorism, this doesn't appear to be the case.
That certainly appears to be so on the surface. I'm still waiting for publications of the names of those involved. There are two, assuming we don't know who carried this out, there are two possibilities. One is that it could be people who are linked to ISIS because we do see attacks on mosques throughout the Middle East. However, it's not been the case so much to see attacks on mosques by Muslim extremists in the West. So I'm assuming, not knowing, that we're talking rather here about extreme right-wingers launching this sort of attack, which is also, and this is the terrible bit of it, this is also playing straight into the hands of ISIS and other extremists. Because if this attack has been carried out to attack Islam, then those people who were described by ISIS as being in the grey zone, those people who were in the middle, but that ISIS could potentially target and radicalize and make them want to carry out attacks, when those types of people hear about what happened at the Finsbury Park Mosque, they're the type of people who are likely to join ISIS. So attacking Muslims purely out of xenophobia, out of hatred, out of fear of the other, whatever it is just a big own goal.
David, when last did we see a terrorist attack perpetrated by right-wingers?
Gosh, it depends how you define a terrorist attack. There have been throughout the United States, particularly since Donald Trump was elected, we have seen attacks on mosques, on Muslims, really up and down the United States. We also know that on an annual basis, the FBI does prevent numerous planned attacks by right-wing extremists, be they against Muslims, be they against Jews, be they against run-of-the-mill Americans. And I'm just talking about America, but as you know, that's largely my focus. So these things are there the whole time. What has to be stressed, though, is that if you compare the number of planned or carried out attacks, be they small nature, you know, daubings, I wouldn't call that terror, obviously, daubings on a mosque or putting a pig's head out a mosque, but all the way through to big attacks that have been thwarted by the FBI, and you compare those to the number of planned attacks by Islamists, then it's clearly a tiny, tiny percentage. The vast majority of those being planned right now and certainly carried out around the world are carried out in the name of Islam, whether most Muslims like that or not.
David, I was just speaking to CNN opinion producer Yaffa Frederick, and we were talking about, you know, political correctness versus racial profiling or profiling of people when you need to do it. You know, the broken window theory that Giuliani brought in, that, you know, stop and frisk, that was one of the ways that he cleaned up New York. New York was I think, the most crime-ridden city in the world at the time. Can we just talk about racial profiling? Because this attack in London completely throws that out the window.
Yeah. I hear what you're saying. Now, just to say, last week or the week before last week, we carried out a poll of our audience. Now, our audience is definitely right of center on the whole. And we asked them exactly that question. Should human rights trump a clampdown, you know, the need to prevent prevent terror attacks, or the other way around. The overwhelming majority, about 90% of people, said security comes first. That having been said, there are ways of doing things that don't breach human rights. I firmly am of the opinion that racial profiling should be introduced globally. It's clearly done in certain countries, first and foremost is Israel. I don't want to say that it's racial profiling in Israel. It's more suspect profiling. It doesn't mean if you are Muslim, you will be stopped and you will be checked. The chances are in Israel, if you are Muslim, you are more likely to be stopped than if you are Jewish. And there is a very
Muslim
obvious reason
Muslim versus
for
Arab.
That.
Muslim versus
Say that
Arab?
Again.
You said in Israel, you're more likely to be stopped if you are Muslim. Would it not be Arab versus Caucasian?
Yeah, fair point. Fair point. You can say that it's Arab versus Jew, but at the end of the day, the Christian Muslims the Christian Arabs in Israel are not the ones who are carrying out terror attacks. Yeah. You know, the terror attacks do come from a certain constituency, whether we would like to say it or not, whether it's politically correct or not. The larger the Muslim population, the larger the risk today that there will be an attack. And it might not be that there are more terrorists. You know, if you've got a population of 1 million Muslims in your country and another country has 5 million Muslims, it doesn't mean that the country with 5 million Muslims has more terrorists, but it's much easier for Muslim terrorists or Islamist terrorists to hide themselves in a population of 5 million than it is for them to hide themselves in a population of 1 million. Also, the number of people who believe in some form of Islamist political Islam ideology is in all probability going to be larger, which means that radicalization is more likely where you have the larger populations. We made a film about this called By the Numbers, which is well worth a look. You can find it on our YouTube channel, which explains exactly that. It looks at the numbers, it presents solid facts, whilst trying very hard not to suggest things that we don't want anybody to be suggesting about the broader Muslim population, which is why I was very careful and deliberately so in what I said.
Yeah.
Because just because you have the larger Muslim population doesn't mean there are going to be more Muslim terrorists. It just makes it easier for the bad guys to hang out.
David Harris, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and look forward to speaking to you next Monday. And maybe we'll get a chance to speak about that Jihad 101 so that we can understand it better.
Pleasure, and sorry to have changed. I'm sorry the news forced us to change the subject we were going to talk about.
100%. 100%. Thank you so much. Have a good week. God bless.